birthday. I got to remember to always wish you a happy birthday because, you know, we take for granted that we might have people around us that can wish us a happy birthday. Not everybody does. So there you are. Happy birthday to you. Jared Halpern is checking in. Busy guy that he is, the Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. And following around where the president is going, what the president's doing, has kept you very busy, Jared.
It's a little bit easier when he's a few time zones ahead, but it's been busy for President Trump, to be sure, with a lot of questions still about what this memorandum of understanding is an understanding of with Iran. You know, notably, President Trump is not offering a lot of details. This morning asked at the G7 kind of when they are going to release the details in the text. He said after the formal signing. That is supposed to be Friday. And then the president said, I'll do a news conference and I'll read it word for word so it's not misreported. So I guess we'll wait a few more days. That being said, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are getting pretty impatient, Republicans and Democrats alike, who are very eager to know what the details of this memorandum of understanding is, what it is that is expected of Iran, timelines, what a sanctions relief looks like. Who is managing the Strait of Hormuz, who is managing a lot of things, right? And so yeah. I think that there are still, listen, there is stability. The markets are reacting. Oil prices have dropped substantially, but there are still some big question marks about the maybe the stability, because the other kind of wild card in this is Israel and Lebanon. Iran says that they won't sign a final deal until Israel withdraws from Lebanon. Israel says they are not going to do that. The U.S. has said officially Lebanon is not part of this. At the same time, this morning, President Trump accused Netanyahu of not being as responsible as he should be with Lebanon and kind of urging him to end those operations. So there are still, I think, a lot of hurdles to get over before it's signed, sealed, and delivered.
My friend, it is Tuesday. Friday is about a world away. And if we make it to Friday and they actually sign anything, I'll be thrilled and shocked. And then we still won't know what it really means.
Well, not only that, but that is actually when the work begins, right? Because this memorandum of understanding is intended to extend the ceasefire, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, end the U.S. naval blockade, and then get both sides to the table to start hammering out the nitty-gritty of sanctions relief, grabbing the nuclear material, and all of the things that go into, you know, a peace treaty or a peace deal. The president also suggested today he might have Congress take a look at this. If that is the case, that could add some complications. Recall that was one of the kind of criticisms of the Obama nuclear deal is that it wasn't ratified by the Senate. It didn't have any sort of congressional oversight. There are Republicans on the Hill that would like to change that this time around. And today, President Trump was asked about it and said he hadn't really thought about it, but sure, he'd be open to doing that. So let's see if Congress can get involved, too, because that always makes things easier.
Unless you know otherwise, I think everything with the G7 seems to be going swimmingly. He seems to be playing nice, getting along with everyone. Everyone seems to be getting along with him. He and Macron are now best friends again. he kissed Mrs. Macron on both cheeks, which is the way you're supposed to do it, I guess. So everything seems to be going well.
Yeah.
But back, I got to ask you this, though, since you cover all this stuff, Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. What is this America 250 fight attack that was apparently nipped in the bud at the last minute? Tell me everything you know about that.
Yeah, this is a concerning story. This the FBI today revealed that they may arrest and are continuing to investigate. Well, they've arrested five people who are facing charges and believe that there could be about two dozen others that were involved in some sort of plan to attack the UFC fight on Sunday. They had, according to these court filings, these channels they were talking on social media apps to use drones and sniper fire to kill people who they said were elite, and taking money from AIPAC and covering up Epstein and one of these suspects in Ohio had amassed a large cache of weapons, and it was actually, according to the court filing, according to the affidavit that was put forward by the FBI, that individual's mother. He was 19 years old. His mother called local police outside of Cincinnati, said she was concerned about her son's behavior. They came, investigated, arrested him, started talking to him, got a sense of how broad this conspiracy appeared to be, got the Secret Service involved, and they started working it from there. They said this all happened on Wednesday, ahead of that Sunday event. The Secret Service and FBI today described it as still ongoing. There are three people who were arrested in California who are in custody, and as I said, at least one in Ohio, and they are kind of running this down. But you know, one of the things that is tough, and I've talked to counterterror officials about this, is trying to ascertain what is aspirational and what is actionable, right? And when you have a plan like this, it's very alarming. You have to act very, very quickly to run this down, and that seems to be what is happening right now as these arrests are being made and this investigation is unfolding. But we're learning about it today. As I said, they started this last week, a couple of days before the big UFC fight, and no one was the wiser, it would appear, at the UFC event, right? That event forward.
I got several things I want to say, even though the music's playing. I'm going to say it real quick. First of all, the idea that all of these people would be going scattered and running, and then they had a secondary sniper plan is really disturbing. The other really disturbing part is, think about this. These doggone drones are so easy to get and make and produce that if they send 1,000 drones at once, you can't get them all. And that's so simple for people without huge military budgets. It's very frightening, number one. Number two, Gavin Newsom is complaining that he's being investigated by the DOJ at Trump's direction. He and his wife, mostly his wife, were being investigated by the DOJ during the Biden presidency. That's not out there like it should be. And the fact that she made $2 million off California schools last year is not out there either. So all of these things are pertinent. And if you and I don't talk about it, Jared, nobody will.
Fair enough. That's a big story, too, that I'm sure we'll be following, because sort of underlying all of that was Gavin Newsom sort of soft launching his presidential campaign.
Yes. He's coming after me because I'm running for president. Yeah. Well, so was Biden coming after you because you were running for president. Always a pleasure, Jared. God bless you.
Yeah.
Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. We have to buy them new phones because that thing was breaking up a lot. That wasn't us. That was that phone. Yeah. All right. We're underway. And happily, thank you to Steve Gregorian. We're at the Motor City Casino. And it's the Detroit Economic Club featuring the one and only Diane Swank, the same Diane Swank we used to have on all the time when I was doing the morning show. And speaking of the morning show, Lloyd Jackson was here and did the business briefs, another place of honor for WJR. Glad we're all together here in the family at 1244.